A report that currency markets are rigged.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Kronos, offering cloud-based workforce management solutions to control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. More at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. First, there was the rigging of the key interest rate known as LIBOR. Now there may be collusion on currency exchange rates. Britain's main financial regulator is now checking allegations, first raised today by Bloomberg News. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Rigging a market worth almost $5 trillion a day sounds impossible, but Britain's Financial Conduct Authority seems to think it may have been done. It's looking into claims that key published foreign exchange rates may have been manipulated. These rates are recorded during a 60-second trading window at the bottom of every hour. It's alleged that dealers at some of the world's biggest banks have timed their trades to coincide with this window. And in doing so, they've colluded with each other. Tom Kirschmeier of the London School of Economics says these allegations are grave.
Any form of rigging is extremely damaging. Any rigging of prices, because the entire economic system hinges on a functioning price mechanism. It's something we have to take very, very serious.
The exchange rates, allegedly manipulated, are used as a reference point for trillions of dollars worth of deals. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The parent company behind Lady Gaga fragrance puts a price today on its brand new stock. Coty's initial public offering stands in contrast to another name brand, Dole, the pineapple company. The 90-year-old CEO of Dole wants to pull a Dell computer and take his public company private. David Murdoch is offering to buy back his company for about $1.5 billion. The government is suing two companies, saying their use of criminal background checks is discriminatory. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is going after BMW and discount retailer Dollar General for a practice the EEOC says hurts the job prospects of African Americans. Marketplace's Mark Garrison joins us with more. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, David.
Mark, what does the law say about using criminal background checks?
So the law we're talking about is Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. It bars job discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, national origin. Now, it doesn't say anything specifically about background checks. The key phrase in the law that we're talking about here is disparate impact. If you do something in your hiring or your firing that ends up hurting a certain group more than others, you really have to justify it. You have to say it's a business necessity. And what the EEOC is saying here is that these companies are using these criminal background checks too bluntly, basically, kind of automatically disqualifying people. And because statistically, African Americans are convicted at higher rates than whites, background checks unfairly hurt their job prospects, according to the EEOC.
All right. But what does this mean for employers trying to use criminal background checks in hiring in a proper fashion?
Well, the government is sending them a signal and saying that the government is watching in terms of how these criminal background checks are used. And they're telling the companies they need to use them carefully. So if you have a blanket policy where any conviction from any time period is going to automatically disqualify an employee, that's probably not going to fly with the EEOC. So your companies can check criminal backgrounds. That is fine. But what you have to do is kind of weigh what you find. How serious was the charge? When did it happen? And also, what are the applicant's qualifications, their recent job record? In the Dollar General case, there's an employee who didn't get the job because of a six-year-old drug charge. She had 4 years of retail experience. She was qualified in other ways, but the suit says she was automatically blocked from getting a job. The EEOC, their watchdogs, don't like to see things like that.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison in New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Google, Microsoft, and Facebook are pushing for the government to disclose how often it asks them for national security information. They want to make a case that the National Security Agency does not have open access to their systems. Meanwhile, Amazon and IBM are working hard to win a huge CIA contract. The Wall Street Journal is reporting on the competition for a $600 million deal to put the CIA's stuff onto remote corporate computers, the so-called cloud. Now let's do the numbers. Which are beginning to turn down right now. The S&P 500 is down a fraction. So is the NASDAQ Composite Index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average still up, but only by 5 points. And the 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.21%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is hosting this year's G8 Summit. Learn more about the region's business credentials online at g8ni2013.com. and by Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games designed to improve memory, attention, and more, created by neuroscientists. Learn more at Lumosity.com. Personal finance reporting on Marketplace is supported by Ally Bank, who believes in getting more from your news and your money, offering money market accounts. Learn more at AllyBank.com.
The Washington Post went all New York Times on us today. The first 20 articles online are free, then you pay. Marketplace's Queenie Kim checks in on how the media paywalls are doing.
You know the backstory. Everybody is reading news online, and that means newspapers, traditional source of money, print advertising has been drying up, and online ads haven't made up for the difference. Andrew Bojan covers the media for the Poynter Institute, and he says the Washington Post is no exception.
The newspaper has had a rough couple of years. It's lost a lot of staff. It's lost a lot of money.
And so the paper is following the lead of the New York Times and other smaller papers by putting up a paywall. Paul Sweeney is a media analyst for Bloomberg Industries. He says the results have been mixed.
The paywall for the newspaper industry has been really a case of have and have nots.
The haves serve a national audience, like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. The have-nots, local and regional papers. The Post falls in between. But Poynter's Bojan says paywalls aren't a silver bullet.
I think that anyone who thinks a paywall is going to save a newspaper is kidding themselves.
He says newspapers still need to find other ways to make money. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.
And last year, an Oregon mom opened up some Halloween stuff that she bought at Kmart. Inside was a neatly folded note from a worker in China asking for help. Now the New York Times has apparently tracked down the worker, a former prisoner, at a Chinese government labor camp where he alleges human rights abuses, including 15-hour work days and sadistic guards. The 47-year-old man is an adherent of the Falun Gong, a spiritual practice outlawed in China. He says he put 20 letters into packages and said he would fantasize about the letter being discovered. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The economy needs consumers to spend more, but a lot of new jobs in that economy are part-time and temporary and low-wage. So ask yourself this, what kind of consumers does that produce?
Thinking about making any long-term plans, it's really impossible.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our series Consumed continues. How we consume and what it gets us. That and the numbers from Wall Street as well next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.